As the role of the CSO continues to evolve, more and more organizations are deciding that they need to have an individual responsible for managing enterprise risk. Large or small, businesses are discovering the benefits of having a person whose sole focus is on managing risk within the parameters of their business model. But the key word there is business, and that is often the most challenging skill to find. Hello, I'm Bob Bragdon, publisher of CSO Magazine, and I'm pleased to be speaking today with Brad Boston of Cisco Systems. Formerly the CIO for Cisco, Brad is now Senior Vice President in charge of the Global Government Solutions Group and was instrumental in Cisco's hiring of its first Chief Security Officer. Brad, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
What are your thoughts on the evolution of the CSO role and the up-leveling of security so now there's a C-level position for it?
Well, clearly security has become an extremely important function and role for every corporation. With all the new privacy laws and concerns that are out there, and with so much of a company's success dependent on its intellectual property and its technology, its information technology systems, the need to make sure all of those things are dealt with and secured has become extremely important in business today.
How does a company decide it's time to hire or create a role of a CSO?
Well, I think if they haven't decided to hire one yet, it's too late.
I think you're probably right.
I think everyone I talk to is really focused on how do they go and find the right person to perform this job, because there so many businesses have now recognized how critical this is to their success.
So what do you look for in a CSO?
I look for two things. I look for, one, a person that is basically a subject matter expert in the area of the threats that companies are facing and the necessary defenses and procedures, processes, guidelines, rules, et cetera, that need to be put in place. But I'm also looking for someone that has good business judgment, because what this person has to do is help us assess what the risks are, what it's going to cost to mediate against that risk or those risks, and help companies make decisions as to which risks they're willing to take or which risks are too expensive to go and try to mediate and which ones are too important to ignore. So a good balance between business skills and the necessary expertise in the security information intellectual property protection area.
That's a difficult combination to try and find.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's not a lot of people out there that have that that combination. And so I think there's really a huge opportunity for individuals that have one or the other skills to develop the part that they're missing, because this is going to be a role that's in huge demand over the next many years.
How about where the individual should fit within the organization in terms of, like, reporting structure? Should he or she report to the president or the CEO or some other area?
Well, I think that where the person reports is really a function of each individual organization's decision, but I believe that there should at least be a reporting relationship into some independent authority, such as the either directly to the CEO or reporting to the audit committee or some other part of the organization that has oversight on the rest of the company. In Cisco's case, we have the CSO report into me, and I have a overall responsibility for some security activities that we're doing in some of our government programs. But he also reports into the Chief Information Officer. So we have a dual-line reported relationship, and for that, us, that works very, very well.
Why is it best for the CSO not to report exclusively into IT?
Because to a certain extent, the IT area is where many of the risks exist, and while the IT owners need to be part of that risk assessment, you need to have some independent balance as to making sure that they're doing the right judgments. It's a little bit like having the fox watching the hen house, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really important for the CSO to have enough independence to be able to push back on the IT people as necessary.
Let me step back to that skill set issue we talked about earlier. How does the CSO balance meeting his organization's technical security requirements with providing business value and then communicating security messages within the organization and even the industry at large?
I think the CSO has to build a really strong team. I think he's got to understand the type of technical expertise, in-depth technical expertise he needs to bring on board, because he or she can't do all of that themselves. So you have to build a strong team on the technical side. and then have a strong team helping them with some of the messaging, or at least have some good partnerships that can help them with the messaging to the rest of the business. So I think the team that the CSO builds is one of the key things to that person's success.
We've seen that one of the most critical areas for success and for a CSO to be successful is their ability to be able to communicate across various levels, you know, from
right.
the senior vice president all the way down to the technical staff, and at the same time remain credible. How do they do that?
Lots of practice. I think it's really that, you know, by developing that combination of technical and business skills, you can adapt the messaging to the different types of audiences that you're going to deal with. And, you know, learning how to go and give a broad-based message that is one that resonates with an executive in the company, or talking more specifically about a very detailed threat that maybe a line manager or an individual contributor has to deal with. The ability to kind of go through that whole range, I think, is key. And that comes through a lot of experience and practice.
Now, at Cisco, you made the decision that John Stewart was the person to be chief security officer. How did you make that decision, and how did you know he was the right one for the job?
Well, at the time, I was the chief information officer, and Greg Akers was the head of our Global Government Solutions Group, and we were the two executives that the CSO position reported into. Greg had experience with John earlier in his career, and John had gone out and done a number of other jobs in the security-related area that also allowed him to get some very good business skills as well. And when we went through the interview process, it was clear that John really had that balance of perspective of here's kind of the detailed threats that we're dealing with, and here's the types of technologies that we need to deploy to stay ahead of it. But I also understand the need to balance those risks with what it's going to cost to mediate that risk. And he could also very clearly articulate those problems in non-technical terms during the interview. So, you know, showing his stuff while still keeping it in a way that, explaining it in a way that layman could really understand was really, really impressive during that process.
Great. Brad Boston, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Brad Boston, Senior Vice President of the Global Government Solutions Group for Cisco Systems. For more information on security at Cisco, please visit the Cisco website at www.cisco.com/security. For CSO Magazine, I'm Bob Bragdon.